Wizard sleeve investigator. That sounds like a message you get in a hat in Blackpool.
It's not that I didn't know when Halloween was. I forgot what day it was.
We just want to see as many dicks as possible.
Wizard Sleeve!
Oh, welcome to another edition of the Wizard Sleeve podcast. My name's
Lewis.
It's
not Lewis. The Wizard Sleeve, it's not the definitive article, it's not like the Batman. Wizard Sleeve.
Wizard Sleeve.
And that's Daz. So I'm here, Lewis is here, John's to my right.
Hello.
Steve's here.
How many different albums?
And Daz.
Daz by the power of magic.
The disembodied voice of Daz.
Beamed We've just
in.
Got his head here. So yeah, welcome to Wizard Sleeve, episode 18. Almost up to 20.
Just bizarrely, before we get into things, I've been reading the comments on The March, and one of them is, how can Aquaman control fish?
Has anybody answered him?
No, it's just the star. Oh, sorry, it's not fish as at all, it's just whales.
Alright, specific.
How can Aquaman control whales?
Well, is he limited? Is his powers limited to, like, just the Piscine?
The Piscine?
The Piscines.
You're taking the Piscine.
Or is it because he's called Aquaman? He's not a fish man, is he? Aquaman,
no.
So I'm assuming he can control anything that lives in the sea.
Including mammals.
Is he the son of the fish god, whatever his name is?
Neptune.
No!
I don't know, because Thor's like, although it's a different universe, isn't it?
I thought he was like.
He's related to.
Poseidon, what, same person, isn't it?
Mm.
I thought he was related to Poseidon.
Because he has a trident, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a big dirty.
It'd be more interesting if he was the son of Poseidon. Although I think Poseidon.
Shit. That ship?
Eh?
He's the son of a ship.
Poseidon? No, the
no,
god.
I'm saying
the god.
Shit.
Eat shit.
Yeah.
All right. I thought he said eat shit. I'm German.
Where does he shit?
Is it in sea?
Like every other fish, just in the sea, just dropped trout.
I'd poo in my pants and let it wriggle out in the water. You just walking along and you just see it fall out from you, through your ankle.
If you're an Aquaman, you just don't do that on general.
No.
No.
And he doesn't have to clean because he's in water, so instantly clean.
Oh, what if he does like a really bad diarrhea and just like surrounds Seeps. Him?
Oh,
and just surrounds
like
him
like a cloud
of
shit.
Load of shit. Yeah,
just get away power.
I guess that's something you've got to deal with if you live underwater all the time.
Yeah. Can you create some kind of bubble around him? Oh no, it'd be in the bubble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, then he'd be in a bubble of shit.
Shit. Mm. He'd be at the bottom of the bubble though. Just be a little puddle of shit to the bottom of the bubble.
Anyway, that's something we can look forward to. That's something we can look forward to in the Aquaman film. The scene where he has a poo.
Yeah, before we get into it, well, we've got the usual hit or shit. And then I've got some new Lose News. And today's theme is robots. Because Hitchbot's been in the news today after he got manslaughtered.
Or robot slaughtered.
Robot slaughtered in Philadelphia. But before that,
disassembled.
We're talking. John, I rang John earlier. We were talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about Halloween.
Halloween. And John was saying, like, because it's coming up soon, isn't it? A couple of months.
Yeah.
It's October, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hellfire.
What?
You explain.
Yeah, it's coming up in a couple of months. Come on, I know it's not as big over here as it is in America, but surely you know when Halloween is.
Yeah, it's October, isn't it? End of October.
It's not that I didn't know when Halloween was. I forgot what day it was. Christmas, isn't it? So, So John suggested we record in a haunted place for the Halloween special, or film it. Or go there, record the experience, as Steve suggested,
and then
do a podcast after with snippets of the night at the Haunted wherever.
Yeah.
Would you be up for that, Dan?
Well, considering I've been after going camping somewhere haunted, we're staying one thing and another for donkey, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, we're up for it then. We're doing it. It's done.
Yeah, camp. Are we camping?
No, we'll find...
find a nice five-star haunted hotel.
Yeah. We'll put it on
I don't think the Hilton in Manchester is old enough to be haunted, Lou.
Actually, this Saturday night, there is a paranormal society that is doing a stayover sort of thing in Turton Towers.
All right.
And they do them on a regular basis.
Is Turton Tower haunted?
Apparently.
Well, supposedly very much so.
All right.
And did they let you sleep over?
Yeah.
Ah, maybe we speak to them then. So yeah. That's just around the corner for me. Like, see if we can do it.
Yeah.
Well, they do them all over the shop. Last weekend, it was at an old army barracks in Salford. They've got both of them going on up and down the country. Every weekend sort of thing. You book on, you go, and off you go.
We'll have to have a look into that.
We'll have to pretend we're like... what's the word?
Paranormal investigators.
Yeah. like, I don't know, like, get some, like, press pass sort of things, you know, like...
Yeah.
We just turn up with like metal boxes with them little toggle switches on and LEDs.
Yeah.
They'll think we're the business.
Yeah.
VUs.
What will I name?
Suck in the guts, guys, with a wizard sleeve.
Yeah. With a groovy uncle.
Bite your head off, man.
Wizard sleeve investigators. Or just, you'd have to call it like WI.
That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible.
WI?
Yeah, because then, like, cause if you call yourself the Wizard Sleeve Investigators, people are like.
Would it
not
be WS, though?
Oh, yeah.
WSI. It sounds like we're doing a review of Rockpool.
Yeah, Wizard Sleeve Investigator. That sounds like a message you get on a hat in Blackpool. Anyway.
We should do that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll sort that out. Mm. Should we do It's Our Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the... see if this works. I love computers. Come on, you fucking Mac.
And...
Teases and trailers, Michael Bay's failures. We never asked for this. It's our shit.
We're at it. It's our shit. So we've got three movies for the kids at home listening. We watched the trailer for The Gift. What are we doing?
We're not doing The Gift, are we, Daz?
No,
because you've not seen it.
Doing The Martian?
Apparently not. Otherwise, I'd have watched it instead of watching The Martian.
No, we're doing The Martian. Hunger Games, did you watch that?
Yes, but I've read the books, so I kind of know what happens, and I've seen the others, so it's...
Spoiler alert!
Woo.
Which one are we doing
Calm
first?
Down.
Should we do... Well, we've got the
Let's talk about The Martian, because Daz has just watched that, so it's fresh.
It's fresh in his lobe.
We'll do... Scout's Guide last, because it's silly. It's like an and finally.
Mm.
So, if people haven't seen the trailer, The Martian is a sci-fi thriller?
Drama?
Where Matt Damon is stranded on Mars. Didn't they already do that, though? Like,
they've done it a couple of times.
Mm. In the one with, what's his fucking name? They did one in the 60s, didn't they, where he was stuck on Mars?
Well, they did Red Planet as well, which
with,
was
Gary Sinise.
Yeah, and then they did another one as well, didn't they? Mission to Mars.
Yeah. Wasn't that a bit more of a horror, though? One of them was.
One of them was like more kind of aliens.
Yeah.
Where you used to live on Mars, and they got in that face that's on Mars. They went to that and it was a spaceship and stuff. I kind of like that, but apparently, in Hollywood, if they put the word. There's like a thing that goes round, that's gone round, that it's like this kind of unspoken curse where if the word Mars is in the title of a film, it's a disaster.
It bombs. Yeah.
So that's why John Carter,
Yeah.
John Carter of Mars,
yeah.
Which is the full title. Mm. The reason why they just called it John Carter was because they thought it would bomb if they put the...
And it did!
And it did, but they didn't put the word Mars in it.
No, true.
They thought it were going to bomb, because any film that has had the word Mars in it has not been a success, so they thought, we'll leave the word out of it and relieve it of its curse.
Did they not just think it's not the word Mars, it's the fact that it's set on Mars. People go, oh, I've seen loads of fucking films about Mars.
Well, yeah.
Can't be arsed with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mars Attacks do quite well.
Yeah, but Mars is set on Mars, is it?
thing is, I think Mars Attacks... What were that? Oh, stop showing fucking rude pictures to John.
That's...
I was googling the Martian pictures.
But it's the fact that it's called Just Cartoon Dicks.
Here's a picture of the Martian Manhunter fisting Superman.
Where's the fucking... Look at that, Naz.
You really want to go down this route with me?
No, but he's...
He's going to send back something equally as disgraceful.
This is a kids' show, remember? What were we saying? Oh, yeah. It's directed by Ridley Scott, who's done a few films.
He's done some good ones. He's done some shit ones. This one looks alright up to now.
Yeah.
Has he peaked, do you reckon, Ridley Scott?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he seems sort of lost, doesn't he, in what he's doing.
Yeah,
he seems like a kind of safe film for him, I suppose. Because he's done all them sort of epics, and he's done like...
He's very good at making people look good in spacesuits.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? He's like, there were a lot of images from that trailer that looked like it could be an alien film, or it could be from Prometheus.
Yeah, the suits look like they are from Prometheus. Yeah. The spacesuits,
just leftover props.
Set him in his garage. It almost looks like he was writing Prometheus 2, and then he read The Martian and went, "Oh, actually, I'll just do this."
I'll do this,
instead.
Yeah.
Does he care though? He can make whatever the fuck he wants.
No, you're right. I like a lot of his movies. I didn't really enjoy Prometheus, to be honest.
I think his peak was Gladiator. He's never gonna...
Yeah,
I don't think Gladiator... I mean, I prefer Alien, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
But Gladiator was like the absolute peak of his powers, I think.
Yeah.
And he's failed to kind of live up to that, because people are expecting that off him every time now. Mm. And it's kind of when a movie director who's good, and then they make something that's a massive hit like that, wins a million Oscars, everyone's looking at him then for the next thing. What did he bring out after Gladiator?
Well, he did that Black Robin Hood.
Black Hawk Down, which Black Hawk Down's not a bad film, but...
Good film, Black Hawk Down, I like it.
But I feel like anyone could have made that film.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And then he made... What did you just say?
The Robin Hood
film.
It seemed again like he was trying to do...
Yeah.
Or Hollywood was trying to get another Gladiator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me. It seemed a bit cynical. They were like, right, we'll take this and he can do people fighting in woods.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
You know, and again, like going back to Prometheus, I thought it was just really weak, that film. And I was looking forward to it.
I thought it looked good and everything. It had the right kind of tone to it, I think. The script was just awful.
It was just badly put together.
Yeah.
It just didn't make a lot of sense. There were so many plot holes and just
the
bad
characters
writing.
Are all stupid.
Yeah, they're all shit, aren't they? And it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. I didn't.
I've got to say, though, I really like Fassbender in it.
Yeah. No,
he was good in it.
The visuals and the story behind it and everything, I thought was really, as a prequel to the Alien movies, was really clever. And I was really intrigued by all that.
Yeah.
It's just like you say, that you just couldn't connect with anyone
in
the film. You were
like,
I don't care.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I really like the opening bit to it, where they're flying through that valley and they come across all those ancient buildings.
Mm.
Just the way it looks and everything, you got this real sense of adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you felt like you were seeing it for the first time. With the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they landed, and you found out that they'd all been... I think you'd already found out that they were all kind of sucked there under false pretenses. They weren't told what the mission was. And it's like, you wouldn't do like an 8-year mission or whatever it is
no.
if you didn't know what you were
and
doing.
And they're all moaning as well. It's all
they're
like,
all moaning.
They're all like... you know, leaders in their fields or whatever. But then they get there and it's like, oh, you've got to go and do that. Well, I don't want it. But it's like, well, you'd be excited.
Yeah,
if you're a scientist, like, you'd be your mind would be blown.
Like
but they're all like, oh, can't be
like exobiologists who should be like lapping that stuff up and they're just scared.
Yeah, they're just
like, I don't want to do it.
Either scared or annoyed.
Yeah.
Or like bored. And you just think, well, fuck off. We'll get somebody else.
Yeah.
You ginger tosser.
Oh, we can't say ginger on this podcast.
Can we not? Sorry. Can we say Bender?
Oh, yeah. Benders are plenty.
Dad, shut up.
I can mute him.
No. Don't need a bell.
So, Marsh and Dad, hit or shit?
Yeah.
I don't like the look of it, like I said to you before we started, it looks like what happened to Matt Damon until they turned up in Gravity. And the thing is, it looks like another, like they're trying to do another Gravity, because Gravity was very successful. So they've gone, oh, we'll do like a kind of grounded space exploration film. And it just looks, I don't know, there was some lines in that trailer that just felt a bit kind of, it was like Team America kind of things. It's
let's
like
science the shit out.
Let's
of it.
Science the shit out of this, and like let's go and get our boy. It's just all a bit kind of
welcome to Earth.
Yeah,
just it looked all, like something Spielberg might do rather than Ridley Scott.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, a bit more of a kind of.
I'm happy to see any sci-fi movie though that's like a blockbuster. Do you know, like
I'll probably get around to watching it. I like Ridley Scott stuff. I don't mind Matt Damon. I'd give it a go. I wouldn't rush to see it.
Laura's very excited to see it. She's avoided all trailers.
Right.
So, Steve, hit or shit?
I'm going to go with shit, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll be compared too much to Interstellar.
I'm going to go with shit. I don't think it'll be that much cop.
I'll say hit, just to be different.
Right. Bless you.
Yeah. So, the Martian gets the shit.
Shit.
You need a sound effect for that.
Yeah. A really long one.
You need to sample that fart you did.
You're a ripper.
And then for hit, like like a Jones punch.
What was next? Was it the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Right, no, I've not seen any of these films.
Daz has
read the book, so I think Daz will be
off. Well, we're going to have a spectrum now, aren't we, of knowledge, so it's fine. I've seen one film.
Right.
Daz told me to watch them ages ago, and he was right. I enjoyed it, it was good. As you often are.
What?
Right.
About the Hunger Games. What,
Oh, shit.
What's the difference between the books and the movies? And are the movies a good representation of the books?
The books, to be fair, I mean, the books, they're not a hard read. You can read the entire trilogy of them in like 3-4 days. They're not hard reads, but they're very very Moorish.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what's happening and where things are going. Problem I have with the films is they're just not as emotionally in depth of the books,
right?
Sort of thing. They obviously miss out quite a lot of the emotions and the actual games themselves, because the games themselves in the book go on for days, whereas in the film it's just kind of, because obviously they've got time, and it's bang, 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 done.
Yeah.
Apart from obviously in the third and fourth film, because well, that's more the rebellion and stuff.
Right. Well, I've only seen the first film, and I thought it was quite good. I thought it was a lot darker than I imagined it to be. Like, when the trailers came out, I imagined it to be a bit more of a teen film, if you will. And I suppose it is, but
They are very dark. It's deceptive how dark they actually are. But again, he's set in that sort of world, isn't it? There's been this massive war, and then everyone's set up in sections, and it's like the mining section, the bakery section, one thing or another, and then every year they get kids out to go and fight to the death.
Yeah.
it's a bit of a grim premise to start off with.
Yeah, it is. I like the
world though that it's in. I like the sci-fi element to it and stuff. I've just not got around to sort of watching the other films. I mean, it didn't blow my mind, the first film, but it was a lot better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
The second one was a bit disappointing because it's almost the same as the first one.
Mm.
But like, it's like the ending's good because it that actually made you think, oh shit, what happens next? At the end of the second one, I was like, fuck.
Mm.
And I actually went to the cinema and saw the third one.
Yeah, I suppose the first one is a story in arc in itself, and it sort of starts and finishes. It does lead on to the next movie, obviously, but... you could just watch the first one on its own, couldn't you?
Yeah, 2, 3, and I guess 4 are really interlinked. Like, you need to watch them.
Mm. I'll have to try and give it. I'll have to watch the first one again, just kind of refresh my memory on it all. But like I say, watching the third trailer doesn't give me anything really, because I don't really know where they're up to in the story. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you knew where they were up to, I suppose you'd watch the trailer and be like, ah, that's going on and this could happen and bloody blah, but because I've not seen the second movie, it's just a lot of imagery to me almost.
Yeah.
It's like,
did you say before that Philip Seymour Hoffman has been like revived from the dead,
apparently? Yeah, is that right, Daz? He was CGI'd into this one or something?
Probably. He's a big part of it, so, and he's dead. Yeah.
Unless it's someone
like it's been happening for years. I mean, look at Ridley Scott with Gladiator and Oliver Reed.
Yeah, but although with Oliver Reed, he was actually alive when he died. He was alive when he died. Oh shit! He died on set, didn't he? So he'd already shot a load of stuff. So they just kind of spliced that into it. Whereas this one, he's died before they even started making it.
Yeah.
So they've had to start fresh and just created a new CGI character that happens to look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, no, because he filmed three and four, I think, were filmed at
together.
The same time.
Ah, right.
So he was...
Ah, right, okay.
So they probably have done the same
I mean, they've been doing that for years. I mean, they did that with The Crow, didn't they, when Brandon Lee died?
Yeah.
I hope it's really bad, though. And, like,
just shot from behind all the time.
Yeah, like, she's like, what are you thinking? He's like,
guy in a wig.
So I wish we'd go, yeah.
Yeah, just like clips from other films
yeah.
that he's done. Gonna kiss you on the mouth.
Big Lebowski.
Wouldn't it be funny though, if he won the Oscar for it, it'd be the first posthumous Oscar won by somebody who wasn't actually in the film.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to send like a hologram up for him to collect the Oscar.
Hologram? Hitchbot.
Hitchbot, yeah. And just put a picture of his face on the
front of it. Thank you. I reckon hit, because I enjoy these movies and it's good to... I can't wait to see the finale.
Yeah. I've not seen any of them, but I'm going to say hit anyway, because I know how popular they are, and it looks well made and stuff. It looks quite epic in its...
Financially, it's all shit.
Financially hits.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Financial
hits. I think it'll be... It's got to be good, hasn't it? To create like a big franchise and not end it on a good note would be... shit on it, so
yeah,
I'd say it's
I mean, now it's like sequels, they kind of plan for sagas now, don't
yeah.
they? So each, I mean, I was watching a documentary like years ago about the Planet of the Apes franchise, and like it said, like they made like 5 films, didn't they, originally? And each one had its budget like halved, but they still made them,
yeah,
you know. But now it's like, if anything, the sequels get a bigger budget because they know. Because they take the money earned off the previous one and then put it into the next, so it's as good, if not better.
Yeah, and they'll have all the merchandise and all stuff coming in, won't they? So they'll be able to do it. Once they know that it's made its mark, they'll throw money at it, won't they? It's like all the, you know, well, it's like anything else, isn't it?
What do you think, Dazbot?
Well,
that would
be a hit.
Again,
I enjoyed the others. I know how this one ends, obviously. But yeah, it will be a hit, I'd imagine.
Cool.
Resounding hit.
So, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, directed by Francis Lawrence, is a hit. He also directed Constantine and I Am Legend, and the other, I think, 2 and 3 Hunger Games.
Right.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, I hope he doesn't, I hope he sticks to the original ending of the Hunger Games. like an Iron Legend.
You should put a giant squid in it, like from Watchmen. I'd watch that. Alright, next, or last, shall we say, has Daz watched this, the Scouts Guide?
Have you watched the Scouts Guide?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah, why not?
Just watch it live, we'll talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
I'll mute you.
You can giggle. You're loud. We just spotted this whilst browsing around for trailers. I'd not heard of it. You'd not heard of it?
No.
Sort of interested us because Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Patrick Schwarzenegger's in it.
Paddy Schwarzenegger.
Is this
Paddy
the first show that reviews teasers and trailers?
You mean?
It's like a segment.
I mean,
I've seen people who review trailers when they come out on YouTube, but... Mm.
There's you go on YouTube and there's like a million people who do like live reactions to like trailers.
Well, they dissect trailers as well.
Yeah. Mm. So probably not. No, but
we don't dissect them though. We just go.
No, we just go off on a fucking tangent.
Yeah.
I've done well getting nipples on YouTube.
Nipples on YouTube. Yeah.
Zombie nipples though. So sorry.
Yeah, maybe undead nipples are allowed.
Tats.
Tats anyway.
If they're dead, it's fine.
Dead tits.
That's a band name.
Yeah. Dead tits.
Dead tits.
Need some interlude music.
Just watching it now. It's not even one trailer, is it?
It's like a bunch of clips, yeah. Like you're playing the Doctor Who.
We're gonna make a quote now with kid zombie film or kids in zombie films, you know, because what's the other one that's coming?
Oh, the one that's set in the school with the kids. That looks alright as well. We've already talked about that, I think.
Cooties or something.
Cooties, yeah. We talked about that a few weeks back, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think this looks alright though. It looks daft, looks funny enough. Looks like had a decent budget as well. It doesn't look like fucking Sharknado versus zombies.
It's got Champ in it as well.
Oh yeah, it's got Champ from Anchorman in it. Just looks super daft. Fun.
David Kochner? I think I said David Kochner.
David Kochner.
Whammy.
It's a whammy! Oh, he's gonna shit.
What's there, man? Curdled.
It'll just stay on that seat. Be that heavy.
Brown seat.
Stop it.
I have the kids at home. I'm not going to cut this. Fuck it. People love Dead-O. It's easy to edit this way.
What do you think, Daz?
Yeah,
it's good.
Kill a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You got it, first review. What a killing afternoon.
Well, to be fair, that's all films do anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
I see films are everything. It is a distraction from my inevitable death.
But it also brings you closer to it.
Yeah. Just ticking away the sluggish minutes until I finally leave this mortal coil.
I quite liked it. We were trying to figure out who Paddy Schwarzenegger is.
Yeah.
I thought it was the guy who seemed like the main guy.
Yeah, I think it is.
But yeah, it just seemed daft. Yeah. Like the bit with the zombie cats at the beginning.
Yeah, it looked stupid, didn't it?
It was.
I think it's really hard to nail that comedy horror thing without being really shit and not funny and not having, you know, the right amount of gore or horror. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's it. It's like it's like Evil Dead. You know what I mean? That's just the set from number two. It just looks, you know, it's just completely daft, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's kind of scary.
Peter Jackson did it with Brain Dead and stuff like that. That worked.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like gruesome, but it's hilarious.
Yeah. Some people fail, don't they? They'll do these films that are I don't know. They always seem to kind of make them to be shit.
Yeah,
because it's funny, but they're not. They're just shit.
Like Sharknado.
Well, yeah.
Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
Well, whatever. Yeah, they're the like. Yeah, it's. Sometimes you watch these. Like, did you watch Zombievers?
No. Zombievers?
I've not seen Zombievers.
No.
Isn't Zombievers a bit more higher?
What production? No, yeah. It's shit. It's terrible. I mean, they're all puppets. I don't think there's a lot of CGI in it.
Yeah.
It's all
kind of, better for a start.
I mean, it's amusing, but it's shit. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Whereas this looks like. It's a little bit more even though it's stupid, it looks like it's a little
those
bit more intelligently written.
That those cat paws under the door.
Yeah.
Just crushed me. Loved it. How stiff and fake they
left
there.
Yeah.
Brilliant. One of those cats eyes just a beer.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that there's zombie animals in it. You never get that in The Walking Dead.
No. But the thing is, zombie animals are funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think
unless they're beavers.
I think it was Island of the Dead. There's like a zombie horse.
Oh, right, I've not seen that one.
It's not the best one.
I mean, you could be terrifying. You could have like a zombie bear. How terrifying would a zombie bear be?
It'd be sluggish though, wouldn't it? It'd be like.
They have zombie animals in Resident Evil.
Yeah, dogs.
Dogs and birds and shit, don't they?
Yeah, the ravens, yeah.
Peck your eyes out.
Yeah, never really understood the birds.
What's it called? Zombie Flesh Eaters. The beginning. There's a zombie underwater and there has a fight with a shark and like numbs on it. I wonder if that shark becomes a zombie.
Maybe.
Zombie shark.
Which is
the zombie
movies with the barrels of like nuclear waste.
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that dog that's been cutting out.
Yeah. And then his legs start wobbling.
Yeah,
it's like it's alive.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah.
So that's another classic example of comedy and horror.
Yeah.
But
I love comedy horror movies.
Yeah.
Like The Burbs.
Yeah. The Burbs is great.
The Burbs is brilliant.
It's awesome. So, anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
As usual.
Yeah. Was it Zombie, Scout, Summer?
Scouts, Guides to Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I think it looks like a hit.
Yeah, I'm going to say,
probably might be a limited audience, but I think hit.
Yeah.
Cult hit.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a massive draw. I don't even know whether it'll be released at the cinema, will it?
It's like Zombieland. I mean, Zombieland, I don't think did too well at the cinema, but
no.
It's a massive cult film, isn't it?
Yeah, and
like
it's a
modern
watch,
day
it's
cult film.
It's a good
film.
Fun watch, that, and
yeah.
It, you know. I think this will be as well. I'll probably make an effort to watch this.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think you've got to have that with zombie films, especially like comedy, like daft ones.
Mm.
If they aim at too broad an audience, it loses something because you've got to take things out that you would normally put in.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a cult thing, the zombie thing. There's not a lot of people are into it, are they? Do you know what I mean?
And all the best zombie films are cult things.
Going. I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of zombies.
Are you?
Well, we've gone through what? Vampires, zombies.
That's just what Rick Grimes said.
Constantly going.
Yeah, well, what would you like to see next?
I don't know, something different. Creature of Black Lagoon in 1,000 films.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
The thing is.
Frankenstein or something. Frankenstein Monster.
Well, the thing is with zombies is that there's more than there's like hordes of them, and it's in the best zombie films, and this extends to The Walking Dead as well. It's not about the zombies; it's about the survivors.
Well, that's it. The zombies are like a mass evil, aren't they?
Yeah, they could represent any kind of threat in a way.
Whereas,
but then you get the payoff when people are smashing their heads in with baseball bats.
I don't know. You could do a Frankenstein film where he's just kind of mooching around trying to.
But Frankenstein's like a zombie anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, but
you've
got like the moral tale of Frankenstein, haven't you? And you could do it sort of
things
modern day and have him having, you know, going on dates and stuff like that.
I like that one with Billy Connolly in it.
That's a zombie
movie.
Fido.
Is great, that film.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's funny.
With Billy Connolly, it's like during a zombie thing, but it's like humans living peacefully with zombies.
Pets.
Right.
And they have them as pets. And Billy Connolly plays a pet zombie called Fido.
Right.
Fucking fucked up.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
You have them like mowing lawns and all sorts
of
stuff. It's fucking
weird.
Like
at the end of Shaun of the Dead, like with the pushing lights.
Yeah, quite. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Did you say hit or shit for Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse?
looks alright.
Cool.
Probably watch it, probably enjoy it, probably be in it.
Unanimous hit.
Financially, it'll be dire.
Yeah, I don't think it'll.
Well, we could do two parts for each hit or shit. Then we could do like hit or shit and then financial hit or
no,
shit.
No balls to that.
No, it's too much that.
I know I started doing that, but it's like I just take it on like what I think it's going to be. You can say, you know, whatever film, if it's got enough publicity behind it, is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
It's like Jurassic World was a hit, but I thought it was shit. You know. So it's your own interpretation of whether it's going to be a hit or a shit.
Yeah. Thanks for that, $50.
Oh dear.
Which one? I didn't see him in the trailer.
Where's the thing? This one. Yeah.
Is that what?
I think we're talking about monkeys.
Oh Christ!
Who is that? Is it King Kong or?
It's
King Kong's.
Is what's it, his name? It's
I
the Flash. Yeah, it's the guy at the Flash, isn't it?
I said ping pong balls, not King Kong's balls.
Who's this guy?
That's Arnie's son.
It's one of them. It's not him.
It's not him in the film.
Patrick's what? Who's that?
That's what I said. Is I that didn't the... see him in the trailer.
All right, I thought you meant Grom.
God, he looks like Carrot Top.
Look at him.
Is he a legitimate one? Because wasn't it announced that he like had a kid with a maid or something, aren't he?
Yes, I believe that's it.
Right, I see. I bet he's got a million kids, aren't he? Bet they're everywhere.
Maybe I'm one.
Maybe.
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 Ask your mum later if she slept with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Bet she has.
Mum, 29 years ago, did you fuck a movie star? Forget.
Hang on, I'm Hitler's son.
Oh, I am Hitler's son.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Travel back in time by accident. Brought him back.
By accident?
Travel back to 1986.
Right. When Hitler's still alive.
Right.
Well, brought him back in the time thing.
To 1986.
Like Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did my mum.
Wait a minute, you went back in time accidentally, but then on purpose brought Hitler back?
Yeah, he got on board my spaceship.
Accidentally?
No, he was posing as a... I can't remember what he was. He was... This is my old podcast, isn't it?
Potato Man.
Val. Do you know Val, the German guy? Was,
yeah.
Yeah, he played Hitler in this podcast.
All right.
And, yeah, so... I can't remember, but we accidentally go back in time to... somehow we also travel to Germany. Hitler jumps on our ship, but he's dressed like... I think he's dressed like a woman.
Right.
He's called something Shitler or something like that.
Well, he'd make a convincing woman Hitler, wouldn't he?
And he goes back in time and fucks Murray, my mum.
I see.
It's my fictional. So, yeah. That episode's called Back to the Fuhrer.
Nice.
The title's better than the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like usually
pulling videos where they don't put any pictures or anything on the back, and you just go, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
See Hitler doing?
Based on the name, I'll give it a go.
What's Hitler up to now?
So yeah, I'm Hitler's son, but I do not.
That explains the mustache.
But I don't condone what you do.
good.
Put that out there. And I do believe that the Holocaust did happen. So.
Contrary to earlier podcasts.
Oh, that was a different
lyrics. It's a bit of a U-turn there, Lou, on your...
Oh. Fucking hell. No wonder we've got no demographic. Fucking hell. No wonder it's going down in it ranks. Hey, we were 95 the other day. That's the highest we've ever been.
That's good.
Top 100.
Top 100.
On that Podomatic that they're...
Yeah.
Tell your friends. That should be the slogan for Wizard Slayer.
Yeah, we need to know how many people are listening. If you're listening to this, if you listen to our podcast and you're listening to this now, tweet us at Wizard Sleeve.
Wizard
without any of the vowels in.
Yeah.
Sleeve.
Wizards.
Sleeve.
Yeah.
And just say watching or listening or not watching,
just
obviously.
Anything.
Just any. Yeah. Just in fact, just call us all dicks. Just write dicks. We want to see how many tweets we can get to Wizard Sleeve.
I want to see loads of dicks.
We just want to see as many dicks as possible.
As the quote from the beginning of the episode. That man, I should set that to when you ring me. Yeah. Just you saying.
Want to see as many dicks as possible.
Yeah. You heard it, Daz. He wants to see.
Well, I know of at least two people who listen. And one of them, we had a massive.
Oh, that landed.
Had a massive what?
A massive.
Now whether he'll still listen at all, no. Probably.
What was his name?
Bibby.
That's it. Bibby. he should start paying us after how much we're fucking saying his name. We're going to get tweets saying less Bibby in this next podcast, please.
No more Bibby.
No more Bibby.
Bibby ban.
tell your Bibbies.
I think we've reached our limit there.
Shall we move on?
Maximum Bib.
Yeah, saying a bit of shit.
Anthony Walton's listening.
Some
as well.
Shits.
I've got some news stories if you guys
go
give
on
a
then.
Shit. Or do you want to? Well, we can talk about.
Just talk about. Well, I was maybe just talk about the hitch part. And then we can go into the actual theme of what we're talking about.
All right. Well, I'll play the jingle.
Do it.
Lose news. Connor. That was lovely.
Yeah.
You enjoy that, Daz?
Oh.
Be killed.
Where's he gone? He's gone fuzzy. Is that you, Kerry?
Yeah, he's gone for a piss.
You're going all for right. A piss? That's very professional.
Well, it's alright, we're doing the news anyway.
Yeah, I've got some news stories here for you guys. Kerry, you can fill in if you want. Is Derek there?
Is he taking the laptop into the toilet?
He should have done.
Yeah, he should have done. Oh, he's back.
Here we go. You alright?
Yeah.
Good to know.
You're alright, Steve. You missed the jingle.
What's the news?
No. For what?
The news.
Blues news.
I'll play it again.
I heard Blues News jingle.
You heard it?
Yeah, I used to listen to your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Tell your friends.
I do tell my friends, and then I get grieved because he's not just random strangers on the street stopping me. Oh, your dad's off Wizard Sleep.
Come on, man. What does fame feel like?
it was just a bizarre incident. People saying, I'll listen to you guys. When's the next podcast out? Blah, 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 blah.
That was Walters.
It was a bit odd.
You were there, weren't you?
What?
When Anthony Walters stopped us outside Ivy's.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you weren't there?
No. Does he think this is live when he listens to it?
Yeah, he texts me. Like, I don't know, I'll read out some of his
when he's listening to it at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, he's listening to it, and then I'm getting text, and they're like, "Shut up, Lewis. Matt Damon did do it," and I'm like, "What? Like, is that really for me?" I'll read some out now, and we'll do some live Walters texts. This is the shit.
Although live from another pre-recorded show.
This is the shit I get. Let's have a look. So this is from the last podcast. Vinyl podcast, niche market, let's get it cornered. I can't remember that. Also, the product placement in Jazz, Stickworld must have raped the minds of millions of children. What? Dinosaurs? Let me finish this ice-cool refreshing Coke and wrangle those old bastards back in their cages.
I have no idea what
I've
that
not
means.
Replied to any of these. These are just, like, consistent. And Terminator was so good I nearly cut out my eyes. That's the new Terminator Genesis. Apart from one of the last scenes, but they've got the continuity right, so fuck it. They're allowed one mistake. Owen C. well should have got her tits out like Sarah Connor in the original. Plus the changing bit was begging for it. And then fuck yeah, Prisoners is sick, Moss.
There you go.
Right, well there you go.
I'll expect some more shit.
We should read out his texts from
the
previous show.
We have mentioned
it. That can be a new segment.
Well, he'll be happy anyway.
Bullshit.
Walters through time.
Previous Walters.
When I was in primary school with Walters, I used to call him the pigeon.
Right.
Of his nose, I thought he looked like a beak because we were dicks. And he used to say that my nose was like a ferret. So I was like the ferret and he was the pigeon. So it could be like pigeon in time.
Pigeon time.
He'll be happy I brought that up. He'll be listening now, crying.
Well, not now.
No, not now.
In a week's time.
Yeah, I got a text saying, Pigeon, what the fuck? Anyway, lose news. We'll end it on Hitchbot so we can talk more about robots.
Yeah.
So, where's the other one? This one is brilliant.
Brilliant.
They've created a, do you know, like a, what's the, you know, a machine where you put money in? A vending machine. That's the word. But a pot noodle one, where it makes a pot. It's got hot water in it, so you put your money in, and it's just on the street, and it creates a pot noodle for you.
Well, like the thing drops down, like
a
coffee.
Yeah, like a coffee. Yeah.
Does it have different flavours in it?
Yeah. It's got beef and tomato.
No.
I like that's my favourite.
Chicken and mushroom.
I only eat chicken
and that beige one is its own spicy curry.
Yeah, really the new ones are the sort of the Bombay Bob.
I like the Bombay actually. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like the blue one. I can't which one it is.
That's my least favourite.
The chow mein.
Oh, it's alright. I hate that one.
It's in Nottingham on Mansfield Road. If anyone's listening.
That's just one in the country
so far. Yeah,
it's a good idea. It's good for piss
heads. Yeah, exactly. That's what the article says. Like, if you're pissed and you come across a pot noodle machine.
Would you get a fork with it?
Yeah, you get a fork with it.
Can you imagine the queue at a pot noodle machine? Like, loads of fucking pissed up people just, like, wobbling about. And then, like, just the nightmare, like, spilling all your change and being like, what?
All the sick, all the pot noodle sick.
Yeah. Just loads of dropped pot noodles everywhere. People are like, fucking.
Well, people might buy them and whiz them at cars.
Yeah.
Especially in Bolton. Nottingham's quite nice.
I can't imagine wanting a pot noodle in the street unless I was pissed.
It's nicer than Bolton.
Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine walking past a pot noodle machine thinking, actually, I'm a bit hungry, I'll have a pot noodle.
Yeah, like at lunchtime.
Like, you just think, oh, I've got Greg's or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust a street pot noodle thing either in case someone had done something to it.
The thing is, you could just go into like a shop and buy a pot noodle for like 60p and take it back to your office. And just
use the kettle.
Use the kettle.
What if it's like 3 a.m. when you?
Well, yeah. That's the thing. The only market it has is for pissheads.
Yeah.
Well then.
What else have you got?
What else have I got in?
News.
The other one is some guy in a Checkers restaurant in America wiped the floor with a burger bun. And someone put it online. It's gone viral.
Nice. I'm not surprised if you wiped the floor with it.
Tampa, Florida. A video going viral on social media appears to show a Checkers fast food worker wiping the floor with a bun, then using the sour bread to make a sandwich.
Did he do it for someone he didn't like or something?
The video, shared on YouTube by Dwan Moore, shows a woman wearing a Checkers uniform rubbing a bun on the floor behind the counter at an unidentified Checkers location and then using the bun for a burger. It was unclear whether the video was shot and whether the hamburger was served to a customer. Sadly, I imagine it would be.
Yeah,
I imagine I've eaten burgers that have been through all sorts of atrocities. various places. Unless I'm buying a burger from like a restaurant. I'm still taking the risk of that burger seeing the.
That's
penis.
Why you should never. That's why you should never be a dick with people who are touching your food.
Yeah.
Like people who are pouring drinks for you are making food for you. If you're a dick with them, you've seen Waiting, haven't you? The film with Ryan Reynolds. And have you seen that?
No.
Like some of the shit they get up to in that. It's exactly what happens in it.
Road Trip, where he asks for.
And that French toast. That guy puts it down his pants and comes out, serves him with the thing down his arse crack, and then goes back and then puts it on and then he eats it.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's good.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yeah, don't fuck this chef.
There's that rumour, isn't there, that the chicken burger where someone asked for no mayo, and it wasn't mayo, it was like a There's like a cyst on the chicken that burst.
Oh.
Well, that's bollocks anyway, because the chicken's processed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been mashed up anyway.
Yeah, half of them are like urban legends, aren't they?
Yeah. I got a bone in a chicken nugget once, though, in McDonald's.
Did you win some?
No, do you know what they did? They just gave me more chicken nuggets.
What you say, Daz?
Yes, please.
You're saying he's doing well, because aren't chicken nuggets made up of beaks and toes?
Yeah, but there was a piece of bone in it. It must have been through the mincer or whatever they make them out of.
Do you know what? I went into
somebody's fucking toenail or something.
I worked in a processed meat factory one day, doing a film there.
Right, that was rank.
Was there a rape scene?
The smell. No. I felt like my nose had been raped. The smell in there—you've never smelled anything like it. And the thing is, we shot the process of the chicken nuggets being made, and basically, it showed all this they had this machine like a grinder, and they were just tipping all like what looked like offcuts of chicken into this grinder, ground it all up, and churned it up into like a paste,
like a slime.
It looked like, do you know, it looked like McDonald's strawberry milkshake.
Wow.
And it all just kind of oozed out into this bucket, and then this bucket that it went into then processed it into these like long sausages, which they then chop up and make into chicken burgers or hamburgers.
Well, chicken nuggets, if you ever look at them, if you ever buy some, there's only like three shapes to them.
Yeah.
To give this weird illusion that they're like natural bits of chicken, but there's like a circle one, there's like a one with like a bit of an edge, and
it's like the chicken dippers, they look like apostrophes, don't they?
Yeah,
but they're all the same shape.
Yeah, they're clearly just in a fucking mould.
Yeah, fucking horrible.
It's disgusting.
I never have chicken nuggets.
I want some chicken nuggets now.
Should make our own. You just grind some chickens up.
Yeah.
Put them in cake moulds, bang them in the oven.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Thing is, though, with stuff like that, and I was watching Dragon's Den the other day, and some guy came in with a device that you put in your wallet. It's basically, it was just a piece of card with a hook on it, and it was his invention that basically, when you're in a public toilet, rather than having to put your hand on the handle to open the door, you just take this thing out of your wallet and just hook it open, so your fingers don't touch the handle. And it's like,
then it goes back in your wallet, touches everything.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one thing.
Plus, every door would have to be the exact same sized handle.
But the thing,
you wash your hands though.
Well, you wash your... But the idea is you wash your hands and you leave the toilet and, like...
Touch the door.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing is, it's like, yeah, there might be bacteria on the door handle.
There's bacteria on everything, though.
But who's ever died from touching a toilet door? Who's ever died from eating a chicken nugget?
Well, you'd have to use that hook on everything. You'd have to use it on your car door.
The thought of it is worse than the actual thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The thought of touching a grubby toilet door is actually worse than actually physically doing it.
Yeah.
And it's the psychological thing. Well, no, you don't.
You think I've washed my hands?
No.
I'm off.
Although when you're leaving a public toilet in a pub or something, you put your hand on the handle and it's wet. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably just from somebody who's washed their hands and not dried it.
Yeah.
It's actually cleaner than it usually is.
Yeah. So, what's the are you going to do the robot thing now?
No, I've got one more piece of sweet news.
Come on.
This is a doozy, this.
It's a doozy.
Is it from America?
No, it's not from America. The headline is, man is suing his new wife for fraud after seeing her without makeup for the first time.
Fucking hell.
What?
I think I might have heard this one, actually.
Yeah, one groom was seemingly unaware of his well-known secret, which is why he's suing his new wife after seeing her without makeup on the first time. The morning after their recent wedding in Algeria, the man reportedly woke and was shocked to see his wife's natural face, as you would be. At first, he didn't even think the woman lying next to him was his wife, accusing her of being a thief, before finally admitting that she was in fact the same woman he had married the day before. He said she looked very beautiful and attractive before marriage, but when he woke up in the morning and found that she had washed the makeup off her face, he was frightened as he thought she was a thief, a source told the local media.
That's going to be a load of bullshit.
Either it's bullshit or he's the biggest arsehole in the world.
Yeah, or he's just weird. Like,
how do you not recognise you? Yeah. I mean,
how's he already not? Unless they're like.
Yeah, but how's he not seen her without makeup?
Maybe he's very religious. Like,
I know, but she must have like a shower and a wash. There must be a point where she washes off her old makeup and then puts fresh makeup on. Has to be a stage where she doesn't have makeup on. She can't just have makeup
He might have never slept with her before the marriage.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter whether you slept with her or not. There must have come a time where...
Maybe it's an arranged wedding.
Maybe. Well,
I think we've all learned something.
What are your thoughts, Daz?
Was it JT?
Yeah. JT listens, doesn't he?
No, I don't think so.
He's too busy.
He's too busy visiting places and taking pictures for Facebook. Bender. He's my favourite Futurama character. So that was Lou's news. Oh wait, the last one's Hitchbot.
Yeah, and this will segue into the theme of tonight.
The theme, what is the theme?
Oh, I'm going nuts for this news.
To him.
Go on then, explain Hitchbot.
So Hitchbot is a robot created in Canada at some university. I've got the details to my left, but it didn't mean moving. Basically, I think it was like a social experiment, it must be, where they put it in one area, on like the highway, and it would... Like, I couldn't really find any information of how it actually did it, but basically this robot was picked up by strangers, dropped off at a next location, and it could talk to them, like, yeah, very limited, like, conversation with them. It must be like, you know, hello, where are you going, can I come with you? And it was like the size of a child. It'd sit in the back, see, I don't know, it could sit wherever it wants. I don't know, it could drive for a life. It looked like a bin...
Like dusty bin.
Yeah, shit taped on it, and it had like an iPhone in it, and like tablets and shit. And so basically, yeah, it made its way across Canada, no problems. It made its way across, I think, Europe. Was it like France to Germany, something like that? But then it tried to make its way across America,
and that's where the tail ends.
Yeah, it reached Philadelphia, where it's always sunny, and it got smashed to pieces. And apparently the guys that did it tweeted the creators a picture of it in the back alley, all smashed up, decapitated, even its arms have been ripped off.
Savage, that.
Poor Hitchbot.
It'd have happened in England, that.
Oh, yeah.
If it had made it over to here, it'd have been smashed up, no problem. In fact, it'd have just been taken apart and...
sold.
Yeah, as soon as someone found out, it
just
had like
bits
a
of it in cash can.
Yeah.
Hitchbot's face.
He's still talking.
Yeah.
Help me.
Kill me.
Some fucking scruffy cunt in CEX trying to sell it.
I am Hitchbot.
Oh, what do you think, Daz?
I think it's a horrendous use of the term robot. I'm just looking at pictures of it, and it's
Yeah, it isn't a robot, is it? It's
with
a shell
LED
with some computers
base
in it.
And
a
little processor in a clay tub on the top.
There's no robotics
really
in it.
Really shitty arms and legs stuck on. Fucking Metal Mickey was better than that. Shit.
You're right, it isn't really a robot, is it?
Terrible.
Poor thing, though. You're happy that it's dead, aren't you, Daz?
Until Lewis mentioned it an hour and 20 minutes ago, I had no fucking clue it existed.
But you're happy it's dead, aren't you?
I'm kind of ambivalent either way, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
That's worse than hate, that, not caring.
Which,
there's a diary about me, I can't finish.
Right.
I couldn't give a shit.
So anyway,
people shooting animals for sport. I'm going out there and I'm saying I don't really care. It's been happening for thousands of years.
You're talking about Cecil the Lion?
Well, that's a bit shitty, drawing him out of the reserve and everything, but all the other crap that's going on, just because people are tweeting, fucking hell, It's been happening for years. It's nothing new. Yeah.
Well, I saw an interesting thing about that. They were talking about the guy that did it, and they said that, like, they started bullying him because he thought what he was doing was legal, because you can in fact go over there and shoot lines, and there's apparently more than they actually said.
I think it's more,
but because this line had a name, and
it's more of a moral question, really, and it's like more, why do you need to hunt a lion other than,
well, there's that, but like the thing I was reading was like the victimising this guy when there's other people that do it.
No, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's like Daz is saying, it's been happening for years, and it's not, you know, I suppose it's good that this issue is getting a bit of publicity, etc., but
I think maybe with
everyone gets their eye on their eye arse about one issue when they're not seeing the bigger picture, when there's, yeah, you know,
but
this,
I think
this,
I mean
this, you know, the hunting trade and the sport hunting has been happening for so long.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that the world has moved on a bit now. I think, like, we've got to the point where
we should be hunting people.
Well, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. I think the world would be a better place if some people got hunted down.
If you haven't seen it, just going back to Hitchbot, the brilliance that is Hitchbot, I've just sent you a picture on the Messenger.
Have you?
It's
not porn already.
It's a wonderful piece of equipment.
It's not him getting bummed by a gorilla, is it?
No.
Fisted by a Martian.
There's already a Hitchbot porn parody. You could do that. I could write that.
We could make him. What's this? Partying.
Oh god,
I think that's what's good about Hitchbot, because it looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
he's got like wellies on.
Yeah,
looks like the bastard love child of Woody and Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story.
Buddy.
Anyway, so we'll move on now to the
topic of the evening. Topic of the evening.
Which is robots. I guess we're going to talk about movie robots and comic robots.
Well, see, this Hitchbot was a shit robot, according to Daz, who seems to know him. We'll talk about it. I saw, was it Daz who posted that thing a bit ago? It was a picture of a robot from a cartoon.
It's from Mask.
T-Bob,
yeah. No, yeah, because Daz has already touched on this, on the most useless robot.
Yeah, so we could talk about it. The shittest.
Well, because people pointed out to me, I think it was James, pointed out to me that T-Bob wasn't useless at all this, and I'd also put in there useless or annoying.
Yeah.
And for me, I still think T-Bob is fucking annoying, because he was supposed to keep that kid out of trouble, and that's all the bloody got into.
But
now, I blame Matt Tracker for giving his kid a robot that could turn into a motorbike.
The thing is, what 10-year-old doesn't want a robot friend that turns into a motorbike?
I know, but can you imagine your mum and dad coming home and giving me T-Bob? Oh, it's like, fuck off. It'd be like getting home at, what's it called? What's the one out of Ulysses?
Oh, the little, was he like a little knight?
That little red thing that screwed, that was blatantly put in to try and kiddify the Odyssey.
Yeah, I can't remember. Did he talk really funny?
Yeah, because if you watch the rest of Ulysses, it's absolutely ridiculous. But really dark and one thing or another, and then you've got this little red robot wandering about offering people that they want to destroy.
What other useless robots do we have?
C-3PO is pretty useless.
No, he has all languages, doesn't he? He's multi.
Yeah, but he's annoying and he gets in the way a lot.
He's cowardly.
You know, R2's got all these little tourists and everything.
He has been dumped into a situation.
Yeah, I suppose
he's
not.
Max.
He's not built for the jobs he's put in, is he? I suppose
it's not his fault.
No,
he's like—is he not like a servant droid? Like, isn't that
kind
like,
of?
He's
yeah.
a protocol droid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah, in episode one, those like silver ones, and they're just sort of like
serving drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is shit. Then he's taking my job. Is what he's doing. Fucking bartenders everywhere.
The thing is, though, he's a non-heroic robot who's thrust into a heroic role.
Yeah.
You know what? I just said then, he like took my job as a joke. But there's the scene in A New Hope where they don't let droids in.
Yeah.
And maybe there's that whole, maybe there isn't like an undercurrent of like people who don't like robots in Star Wars because they're taking jobs.
These droids coming over here, stealing our jobs.
In Japan, they have robot bartenders.
What's happening?
What's that one in, what film is it?
Do you want some more?
Oh, it's Fifth Element, isn't it?
Fifth Element, yeah.
Do you want some more?
But that's what they like in Japan. They like behind a bar and they can make cocktails and all that kind of stuff. But I think they have like, you know, soft drinks just coming out the fingers.
Out the nipples.
Milk.
Yeah. Lemonade left nipple.
Half and half.
Yeah, they just like vomit cosmopolitans.
Shaking the body. More shit robots.
Thingy was shit out of.
Wasn't there a
Lost in Space? What was he called? Robbie the robot.
Oh god, yeah, he was shit.
He was
dangerous.
Shocking.
Yeah. Isn't there a robot in Rocky 5? Awesome, Rocky.
Oh yeah, he buys his kid a robot.
Is it Rocky 4? It's Rocky 4. When he's like minted and he buys it, it's the 80s, and they were like, oh, let's put a robot in there.
Robot.
Yeah, it's just so his son could have an intelligent conversation with someone.
You should have ended with him fighting the robot, boxing it. And like really fake robot arms punching him back. What about
the Nintendo robot?
Oh, Rob the Robot.
Rob the Robot, he was useless.
That was shit.
I used to have that.
Did you have it?
I used to have that, yeah. And
talk of the town.
And just.
It's like one
it just
game
didn't work.
Play with it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where he picked up like little things. And
yeah, and he was like a little professor. And he had to pick up these gyros and put them on these buttons and it'd open a door for you.
Right.
But what I did was I just took the thing off and just had the two, because it was a blue button and a red button, and I just put them at my feet, so whenever I wanted a door opening, I just pushed the button with my foot.
Cheating bastard.
I just, because it was like you had to wait for ages, because like there were things coming after you.
Yeah.
And you had to wait for this thing to like, for this robot to lift up these gyros and put them on. And I suppose that's the game, you know, but I just couldn't be arsed with it.
Steve.
I was cheating.
Cheating since the 80s. 90s, whatever.
No, it was the 80s.
I don't remember that.
I do. He looks like.
He looks a bit like Johnny Five.
Yeah.
Who's another one?
Shit robot.
Yeah. No, well, is
Johnny
he shit?
Five's
I don't know.
He's a bit. He's a bit. You know, he can't.
He's annoying.
His main enemy is stairs, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really get up from stairs.
Yeah. He is annoying, though.
Yeah, he is annoying. But in a good way.
Mm. What about. Batteries not included.
Were they robots? I thought they were just.
Are the aliens or robots?
They were like. I don't know. They were
like half.
They were like little spaceships, weren't they? Because like they looked inside one of their eyes in the film, and you can see all these like little kind of creatures inside, like moving about.
Oh, I don't remember that.
They look. Yeah.
I don't remember that bit. Doesn't the janitor put one of them back together?
Yeah.
After it gets belted against the wall and all wires in.
Yeah, it's the little tiny one.
Yeah,
but one of them looks inside the eye of one, and inside it, it's kind of like hollow.
Is this the George Lucas special edition version?
And there's all these like little. They're not creatures as such, but it looks like living things moving around, like as if it's almost like looking inside an anthill.
Right.
And you see all these like little zaps of light, like moving about, like moving stuff around, and that.
Is that not just like the electricity?
Well, no, I don't know. I always thought they were like a kind of symbiont kind of thing where the
metachlorians
where the actual robots were a living creature, but they had things inside them that kept them running, so it was like a symbiosis kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
That's what I always got from it.
Hey?
I'm just saying, what like batteries?
Yeah.
Like the batteries. Title batteries not included.
Well, batteries weren't included, were they?
No.
You know, it got a bit deep for that film. Fucking hell. Any other shit robots?
Oh, I'm sure there's loads.
Feels like for the main topic, we should have done some research.
What about good robots?
Transformers.
Yeah,
they're good robots.
Yeah, I like the robot in Interstellar.
Yeah,
a big block that just.
Did you see the cosplay that guy built?
No,
of that it was awesome. He just made it out of like wood, didn't he? But like he had like a computer screen built in everything. Look, the business in it. It was like bare at the back. And you sort of walked it like,
yeah,
but from the front it just looked spot on, didn't it? It was amazing.
That's a good robot. I can't remember its name though.
Died, didn't it?
What about Hal from 2001?
Yeah.
Technically not a role, but he's a computer.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a bit pedantic.
How do we define robot, though?
You have to have robots.
Something that
suppose,
can move about on its own. It just
Terminators.
Everything on the ship.
Yeah. Terminators are robots.
Mm.
It's an operating system. No, it doesn't make the ship a giant robot. How is an operating system? Sorry, I'm arguing with a wife.
No,
he's Terminator. He's Terminator a robot.
Yeah.
He's pretty useful.
Mm.
Good robot.
I mean, even like the guys out of Alien, I suppose they're robots, aren't they? I know they're like...
Yeah, they are aliens.
The androids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are robots.
Robot, you know? Android.
Yeah. Well, they get referred to as robots, but robot in the aliens world, robot is like a kind of like a slur in it.
Mm.
They say, you know, they say it's a fucking robot. You know, it's like a slur towards the
android
race.
Yeah.
That run on milk.
Yeah. But the word robot comes from the Russian for slave, doesn't it? Robotnik.
Right. Doctor Robotnik. Doctor Slave.
Doctor Slave.
Sure, it's Robotnik. It's something like that, but it means slave, and that was kind of the origin of the word, because the thought was that the robots were going to be like serve man, you know, which is essentially what Asimov was on about and stuff like that. But then obviously he went into what would happen if a robot kind of realised he was a slave, you know.
So like the Matrix, basically.
Yeah. Well, iRobot.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner is another one that's very Asimov-esque. Mm. The way the robot's thinking that.
iRobot is another one.
Well, that was written by Asimov. Mm.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Not the Will Smith film, the original, the original book, which was completely different, apparently.
Right. Okay. I don't mind that movie. I quite enjoyed it.
There is that. What about Data from Star Trek? He's a good robot.
He's top. He's what?
He's a bell end.
He's a bell end.
No,
is that what Riker says?
He is, but I don't know. I've been watching a lot of the Next Gen with it being on like the horror channel and one thing or another, and he's just, he's a horrendous character.
He was always my favourite character.
I liked it. What about Tweaky?
Who's that?
From Buck Rogers.
See, I quite like Tweaky. He's shit, but the fact that he's a cheeky little bastard.
Yeah, he's like he's a bit of a Jack the Lad Tweaky, isn't he?
There you go.
He's a bit of a Jack the Lad Tweaky.
Yeah.
I can imagine going for a beer with Tweaky. I bet he'd be a load of fun. He'd get into fights though, giving people shit.
Oh yeah.
What would you
I'd
do?
Put Rogers round with him.
What would what?
Just wait for.
What would your ideal robot be?
I think Transformers are the best, because you get a vehicle out of it as well. So you've got like a vehicle that can transform into a robot with weaponry. Can't really beat that.
Can you have passed another test if you need to ride a Transformer?
Probably, yeah.
Truck test.
What's that?
I think technically they're driving themselves, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which has always confused me. When they get human people in, the humans then pretend to drive them, or are they actually driving them?
Maybe they can just turn it off. Like,
what's that cartoon?
Oh, I'll just have a bit of a nap.
The end of tripping balls.
Smashed.
What's the cartoon where they end up tripping balls and they get into a transformer and they're driving around?
Are they tripping balls?
Yeah.
What's this?
Is it the Clerks cartoon? Where they get into a car and it's a transformer. And they drive around, and then it transforms into a robot while they're still in it, and they all just get crushed.
Right, yeah. Grim. That'd be a horrible death.
Yeah,
just like mangled.
Yeah.
Just like turns into a robot, there's like bits of human flesh like hanging off his joints and stuff.
Just arms sticking out.
I'd like a slave bot.
A slave bot?
You would have a slave bot.
Would you?
Like a sex slave bot.
No.
I've got one of them.
Just want to know.
Hi, Laura.
Edit.
I meant my flashlight.
That's not a very nice name for
Oh.
No, it's not. No. Mrs. Flashlight.
So, what do you slave bot do?
I like make me sandwiches. No.
Sandwich bot.
Sandwich bot.
Butty bot.
Make my bed.
Butty bot.
Move in me room.
Butty bot.
Just chill out. Edit the podcast.
Yeah. All the boring things in life,
yeah.
Basically. Would you have it wipe your ass for you?
No, I like wiping my ass.
Would you get it to jerk you off?
No, I don't want to, like, you know, mix work and personal stuff with my robot.
Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah. Don't wank with a robot that makes you sandwiches.
Put a rubber glove on it, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd have to give it like a name that wasn't human at all. Like, I'd just call it like
Batcat.
Batcat.
Slave bot.
Just give it a Slave bunch bot. Of numbers. Just give it a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Loads. 7621895. Come here, please.
That's a bit lengthy. That if you want.
It,
if
yeah, you want. I just shortened it to two.
If you two.
Come over here. Fix yeah. me radiator.
Fix me a sandwich. Yeah, you could go to shop.
No. What would it look like? What would you? Would you have it look? Would it be humanoid, or would it? Would you have like a?
No, because I think if it looked like a human, it'd be kind of creepy, like the Uncanny Valley sort of thing. Like it'd look dead. So I think it'd have to look like not C-3PO, but like maybe even like, you know, the one from Lost in Space. Really?
Oh, that one with the big dome. Yeah.
Yeah, just like loads of lights in it and shit. Because it could also be. Thanks, Daz. It could also be, I'll tell you later what you did. Oh, there you go. You can see it there. Bottom. Carly. Did you get it? Because it could be my nightlight. You could, like, sit next to my bed and you could dim. And you could play music. It could be, like, a multimedia thing.
Yeah.
Could have a
like,
projector.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, project like, films onto your wall.
Yeah. Like one
not of his eye, just one of his eyes.
Those mini astral observatories you can get in your room. You could
just
that.
Be R2-D2 then, really, wouldn't it?
I guess,
it could
yeah.
make a sandwich.
Yeah.
R2-D2, like a really long one.
I need it to be quicker and a bit more kind of like movable.
You have to speak as well.
He talks back as well, doesn't
he? Don't
want to.
Yeah, you don't want to learn like fucking.
Yeah. Maybe give it an Australian accent as well. Have you got
Struth?
Yeah.
That's all it says.
Yeah.
Struth.
Make us a sandwich, Slade Bob.
Struth.
Bruce Pratt. Struth.
Struth is Struth. Struth.
Daz, would you have a robot?
I want a giant fighting robot. I'm not fanning about with slave bots or anything. I want something that's about 300 foot tall and can kick
oh,
shit
like,
out of
did you Pacific see Rim
yeah,
kind
of
style.
Did you see that mech robot someone made in Japan?
Oh.
Last month?
Yeah, well, they've done one in America, haven't they? And they're supposed to be fighting next year.
That'd be fun.
Looks fucking... Looks badass.
That is robot wars, isn't it? Fucking two mechs fighting.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
when you get chance, Google it. The American one and the Japanese one. They're both close for getting together next year and having a rock.
Which one do you think will win?
I don't know, because it's one of those things. They were supposed to be fighting with paintballs and everything, but apparently the Japanese want to go down the route of knocking seven bells of shit out of it, so they're going kind of, you know, real steelish.
Right.
Or get giant fighting robots. Just punching the shit out of each other.
America nice. Might drop a nuke on it.
Yeah.
Well, they had a rehearsal.
Yeah. Japan.
Robot Wars, there's another shit robot. All them fucking shit.
Yeah.
They
were just like shoeboxes, weren't
cars.
They? Yeah. Remote controlled cars with a metal box put over it.
Yeah. They all have good names, though. Yeah. The Crusher Nature. And shit like that.
Was it Sir Killer-Lot?
Sir Killer-Lot, yeah.
Decapitatorizer. The best robot since Sir Killer-Lot killed a lot.
Yeah.
What's the one from space called? Oh no, it's got it's got initials on it. TFU on the side of it. And Daisy goes, "What does that stand for?" And Simon Pegg just goes, "The fuckest uppest."
Robots.
Robots.
Robocop.
Yeah.
Is he a robot?
He's a cyborg though, isn't he? What's a cyborg is like?
Well, he's part. Yeah.
Cyborg is like organic that has had robot parts fitted to it.
Was a Terminator's the other way around, isn't it? It's a robot that's had.
Well, no, because
yeah,
in the
original RoboCop, he is just a robot that's got, like, because he's not supposed to have those memories, is it? That's the thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
That's what I didn't like about the second one, because he's still alive. I mean, sorry, the remake, he's still alive,
yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm all part robot. But in the original, he's dead, and they're just using his skin, but then all of a sudden these memories come
yeah.
back. So he is a robot, I think, in the first one.
Well, he's still his brain, though, isn't it?
You are a
yeah, but he
guy.
Bleeds.
It's still
when
his...
When they stab him...
Yeah, he's still like...
I imagine
that
he
he's like... That whatever was left of the guy,
yeah, he
Murphy,
still has organs and things.
They just
like.
Built everything around him, so he's still got like a human body
right.
and a human brain, but everything's just he's just got robot arms and everything.
That's the thing. In the two films, they flipped it around because in the remake they gave him drugs to get rid of all his emotions and everything, whereas in the original one they just started off by
erasing
his memory.
Hmm.
Because again, there's a bit where what's he called? Bob Jones or whatever. Oh no, the other one's Dick Jones. Can't remember.
Dick
Bob
Jones.
Or whatever, he said we've saved his arm, and he goes, "Oh, just lose it."
Yeah, true.
But there's plenty of meat there because yeah, they do mention it, and it is his brain. They fiddle with it.
Yeah.
Has he still got his dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a mechanical one now, you know, like his gun holster comes out like that.
Flips,
it just like this kind of like lid lifts up on his groin,
it shoots
like a rubber
bullet,
and it's like zzz, sort of extends out.
Yeah, that's how he charges.
Like
stood next to the wall with his cocking lock.
Like Inspector Gadget. Is Inspector Gadget a robot?
He isn't that shitty movie.
Yeah.
I never understood in the cartoon. I didn't question it.
No, you don't, do you? It's never really explained. He's just Inspector Gadget.
He's got tons of
gadgets. There's no origin story in the cartoon, is there? But I also thought the fact that he's got, like, I mean, his hat opens and, like, these massive things come out of his head, and it's like his head must be hollow to store all those things.
He has to be, like, a full robot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He'll have to be, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a human niece.
Yeah,
which means he must have a human brother or sister.
He ends around with a little girl.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
I bet there's loads of stuff on forums about this.
There's got to be.
There's loads of.
Oh, we've not done a slash fiction in ages. We'll have to find.
We'll
find an Inspector Gadget one for next week.
Be horrible that. A dog, a little girl, and a robot.
Ooh. Oh Jesus! I'm not reading that. I'm not reading anything like that.
Do you remember that Star Wars one we did?
No.
That's.
I'd prefer to forget that. Just got worse and worse, that one.
I think we've exhausted it. Robots.
Are Daleks robots?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, no, there's
got things in
it. I know they've got things in
it. It's like a vehicle in it more than anything.
Right, yeah, I suppose.
But again, that's... Or is a Dalek, like, again, like a symbiotic thing where one can't live without the other?
I thought they just wore them because it's the atmosphere and stuff, but like...
So they're like a... So Daleks are actually elaborate spacesuits.
I guess so, yeah. Really shit ones.
But I suppose they were always considered robots until the big reveal. Because they only showed Davros or whatever he was inside.
Davros.
Later on in the series, didn't they?
Davros.
Zartok.
Dazzlenaut.
What?
Daleks.
What about them?
They're not robots.
No, they're not, because
they were
a living creature inside.
They were perceived as robots, though, probably in the early episodes, were they? Until it was revealed that there was a guy inside. Or was it always explained that there was people inside?
No, I know where you're coming from, because, I mean, Davros doesn't turn up till later on, and then he's the, like, progenitor of the Daleks, because they're all from him, sort of thing.
The original hipster.
Yeah.
Is he from Greece, Davros?
Is he from Greece?
Hello, I am Davros.
I brought you a kebab. Slave bot, fuck off.
Bit of Davros.
My name is Davros.
He's like a magician, Davros. The magnificent Davros.
Yeah, it does.
And he's plunging.
Yeah.
The fucking
the
shit.
The great
Alex.
Davros.
They are shit, Alex. They're funny, though. You gotta love them.
Did I watch the gay Daleks? You ever see that?
No.
We'll save that for people to YouTube if they want.
The Gay Daleks.
Yeah. We're on 1 hour 24 minutes now, by the way.
Should we wrap it up?
I think we should wrap it up. I got places to be, people to see.
Okay.
Can't hang around with you chumps all night.
Oh, there's a little guy getting fixed up on battle. Battery's not included.
You got any final thoughts, Daz?
What's he reading?
Are you playing Xbox?
I bet he's reading about Daleks.
No, I'm reading Inspector Gadget fan fiction.
It exists.
Alright, we'll find a good one for next
there
week.
There is loads of it.
Shit.
Do that again.
Yeah. What?
Right, that's definitely happening next week then.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to episode 18 of Wizard Sleep. Also, episode 20 will be this is in 2 weeks, so if anyone's got any suggestions what we should do for a 20th episode, I think that's a milestone, don't you?
Yeah.
I can't believe we've made it this far, to be honest.
Yeah. Remember to tweet dicks to Wizard Sleeve.
You can tweet it to our personal Twitter accounts as well.
Yeah. As many dicks as possible, please.
What's your Twitter handle? Don't they call it? Or do you want to put that out there?
No.
I can't even remember what mine is.
I'd rather just funnel all the abuse to Wizard Sleeve on.
I don't go on Twitter, I don't think.
I do, but I try and manage the Wizard Sleeve one as much as I can. But no one ever fucking responds. Maybe there's like a subreddit somewhere about Wizard Sleeve where all the fans are saying, don't ever reply. Don't ever message Wizard Sleeve.
They keep asking.
Yeah.
Or just don't.
Yeah.
Don't tell your friends.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Hashtag don't tell your friends. Yeah. Hashtag tell no one.
Fucking hell, Wizard Sleeve. Where no one can hear you, pod.
So, with that, I think we'll say goodnight.
Goodnight, Daz.
Bye.
Oh, he sounded like a robot now.
Dazbot.
Right, next week we'll do some Inspector Gadget slash fiction, which hopefully won't be paedophilic.
No,
we'll vet it first.
That's half the fun, not knowing where you're going.
Well, Daz, do me a favour, just pretend you've vetted it and give it to Steve.
Send us a link, then we can all give it a pre-read.
Yeah, except me.
No, yeah, find a really horrible one.
Not a problem.
Yeah, I was trying to make a game show for this episode tonight. I was telling Steve last night, but it was too much. I think it was wrong. I think we would have got taken off the internet.
All right.
And we're not even going to discuss. We'll tell you when we're
off. Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah.
Right. So, need an ending. Keep wizarding. That's not a good one.
Keep sleeving.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
Right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Daz.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, thanks.
Oh shit! One more.